Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. This is John Kuzma from EndZoneBlog.com's Across the Middle Show, where we cover all the latest NFL news. Thank you guys for tuning in. It's a great day. I'm feeling great. Let's talk about some football. We're going to be talking a little bit about the draft and a couple of prospects that are coming out. Drew Lock from Missouri and Will Greer from West Virginia. So we're actually going to start with Will Greer. You know, Will Greer showed why NFL scouts need to take him seriously at West Virginia's Pro Day. Greer is a gifted quarterback who provides a lot of value outside of the first round. Coming out of West Virginia, most college football fans know Will Greer is a gamer. He made a lot of big plays during his time with the Mountaineers, but it seemed like he was being passed over by most of the NFL scouts. Then Greer had a mediocre Senior Bowl performance, and out of nowhere, his stock was heading in the wrong direction. All of that came to a screeching halt when Greer lit it up at West Virginia's Pro Day, and now most of the analysts believe he's trending upward. This performance may have given Greer enough of a boost to make it to the end of the second round, but it's great news for a young quarterback who's trying to make it as a professional athlete. Someone like the Patriots or Chargers could be interested in acquiring Will Greer to shore up the quarterback position. We know Tom Brady is getting older, and Bill Belichick needs to groom Brady's successor. Los Angeles just signed Tyrod Taylor, but adding Greer would ensure that there's a healthy competition when he decides to hang up his cleats. So you ask yourself, what separates Will Greer from all the other quarterbacks coming out of the draft? The most obvious thing is his ability to throw the football downfield. This guy has a knack for throwing vertical routes, and he loves to target the deep left sideline area. Greer's second favorite spot is the fade up the right sideline, but he's also good at working the seams at 10 and 20 yards. Those are traits that are very appealing to a lot of NFL teams because at the worst, Greer is a very good backup quarterback. However, if he's anything like he was with the Mountaineers, then this could end up being one of the steals of the draft, proving Will Greer will be on several teams' radar. I just really like this kid, you know, former West Virginia quarterback. And if you saw that Texas game when he rallied the Mountaineers late in the game, made some huge throws, you know that he's got some moxie. And I know Haskins, Kyler Murray, Drew Lock, those are first-round talents. And Will Greer seems like he's probably going to go outside of the first round. I've been here third round, but after this performance, could boost him up into the second round, like I said. And then you got teams like the Patriots and the Chargers who are going to need a quarterback to replace the veteran guys they have in Brady and Rivers someday. And I think Will Greer is better than people are projecting him to be right now. Like I said, he's a gamer. That's the best way to describe it. He's a vertical passer. He likes to sling it deep. His best routes are the fades up the sidelines. He likes to go left more than right. He always throws deep left. So if you're a defensive guy or a corner or safety, you have to be conscious of them going towards your right side of the field because the defense is flipped from the offense. So he likes to throw left and deep up the left fade route to what would be his X wide receiver. He also likes to throw the fade route up the right sideline to a Z receiver. And then you got to watch out for the seams, which is like the slot run in a vertical. He loves those at 10 and 20 yards downfield. Then he likes the corner routes too. So he likes to run what I called in my offense a flag route. You know, some people call them corner routes, whatever you call them. I like the term flag route the most, but he excels in those routes the most. And then he had a few passes over the middle that scored touchdowns, but I would say that's his weakness. He's nowhere near as consistent as he is throwing deep. You know, when he throws over the middle, it's, you know, he can do it, but it's not the strength of his game. And it'll probably be even harder with those NFL linebackers who are even more athletic and who can just do amazing things in terms of dropping into the hook zone, picking balls off and going the other way with it. So he's going to have a hard time hitting crossing routes and things like that. But we'll see, you know, when he goes to the next level, if he can continue to hit those fades, seams, corner routes, et cetera. I think, you know, a lot of quarterbacks, it's the complete opposite. They're not good at throwing vertically. And the vertical plays are how you stretch the field and you create big plays and you can get quick scores. So, you know, I think teams are going to like this guy just because, you know, he can throw the ball deep. And then they're going to try to work with him to clean up the underneath stuff. So that's just my assessment of him. But like I said, above all, he's got moxie, he's got a confidence, and that's something you can't teach at West Virginia. I know most of you guys who are college football fans seen it, and we'll see if that translates over. Another guy who really, really showed out, Drew Lock. You know, Drew Lock made the most of his pro day and let everyone know he's right up there with Dwayne Haskins and Kyler Murray. Watching Lock throw the football was exciting. You know, former Missouri quarterback Drew Lock was easily one of the best quarterbacks in college, but it was hard to see him play because the Tigers aren't a program that has a lot of primetime television coverage. Yeah, they're in the SEC, but it's not like they're Alabama or Georgia who constantly have the spotlight on them. Regardless, Lock gained a reputation after throwing for 99 touchdowns and totaling 138.8 passer rating during his four seasons in Columbia. Despite that, Lock is often looked at as the third best quarterback in his class. It's understandable with Dwayne Haskins and Kyler Murray both ranked ahead of him. However, after a strong pro day, it's very possible that Drew Lock could better than Kyler Murray. The former Heisman winner Murray had so much talent around him at Oklahoma, and there's no doubt he benefited from that. On the other hand, Lock was the reason Missouri even had a chance to win games. When you look at how well he threw the ball in front of the scouts, there's no doubt it generated a lot of buzz. Lock launched a 40-yard bomb while on the run, and it showed how fluid he is as a passer. Another throw that stood out was a 50-yard vertical pass, but it wasn't quite as impressive as what Dwayne Haskins did at Ohio State's pro day. You know, Haskins just has a lot of throw power. You know, still though, Lock did enough to raise his stock, and it's possible those two other guys stumble and Lock ends up being the star. Every year we get a few surprises, and we've seen so many players not live up to the hype. To be 100% honest, feels like Haskins is number one, Kyler Murray is number two, and Lock is number three, but Murray could end up slipping because of his size. Obviously, we're talking about after the draft takes place, because Arizona is going to end up taking Kyler Murray number one overall. But I'm just saying, once we get onto the field and Kyler Murray goes from Oklahoma, where he's loaded with talent and he's, you know, projected to be the winner of the Big 12, to the Arizona Cardinals, who couldn't even score 17 points a game last year, they were awful offensively. And it didn't matter if Sam Bradford or Josh Rosen was in. It was because collectively that offense was just unbearable. Now, Cliff Kingsbury is going to help out, but the problem is a lack of talent. So, you know, Kyler Murray is going to the complete opposite of Oklahoma. He's going to a place where there's no help around him, essentially a barren wasteland. And I just think it's going to be very tough for him when he doesn't have the protection that he had at Oklahoma, when he doesn't have Hollywood Brown and the other receivers he had at Oklahoma, CeeDee Lamb, who's going to be a star himself someday. He had good running backs. He just had a lot of help, you know. And Drew Lock is a guy who didn't have any help, but he carried Missouri to all these wins. You take him out of the situation, and they're just in trouble. And it's almost like when he gets on the team, he's used to just not having the help around him that he needs. And he's always been a guy that kind of, you know, you see it a little bit with Tom Brady. You saw it at times with Peyton Manning where they make the most out of the guys they have, even when the guys around them are maybe B and C talents. I'm talking about like when Peyton Manning was turning Austin Colley into a good receiver and how Tom Brady turns Chris Hogan and, you know, a lot of those other guys into viable options at the wide receiver position. I think Drew Locke has a little bit of that in him where he can get more out of the guys around him. And to me, that's a very valuable trait. And Kyler Murray kind of has a bad attitude. He's undersized. What's going to happen when things start to go rough at Arizona if he's already got a bad attitude and he's, you know, supposed to be the first overall pick? You know, when they're not winning games and he's not getting the blocking and he's frustrated, what's to say he doesn't go back to baseball and leave Arizona, you know, dead in the water after they trade away Josh Rosen? So to me, Drew Locke is a guy just off his arm tailing alone and him making that 40-yard bomb on the run, just effortless, fluid, with his momentum just completely going in one direction instead of standing in the pocket with his feet planted and driving his kinetic energy from the ground up, which you get to do better when you're a stationary pocket passer opposed to making a throw on the run, which is very tough to do. That throw, I mean, the arm talent on that throw was impressive. The 50-yard pass was very good too. Not quite as strong as what we saw from Dwayne Haskins at his pro day, because Haskins has damn near Ben Roethlisberger arm strength. And I think Ben Roethlisberger has more 500-yard passing games than anyone. It's for a reason, because that guy can just put his weight behind his throws and launch it. Dwayne Haskins has some similar characteristics as Ben Roethlisberger, and that throw power, you just don't find that everywhere, and that can, you know, take the top off the defense. You know, Dante Culpepper and Randy Moss did it better than anybody. So there's a little bit of that, but Haskins isn't, you know, just a deep ball thrower like Dante Culpepper was. Haskins threw 50 touchdowns in the Big Ten. He can sling it. He can make every single throw. Drew Locke, a little bit less in terms of throw power, but definitely an A throw power. You know, that's a huge thing, you know, being an A throw power quarterback. You know, right now, what's Drew Brees? Drew Brees is B, almost a B minus. You know, Peyton Manning at the end of his career, that last final year, his throw power had probably dropped to a C. He couldn't even get the ball downfield at all. Tom Brady, usually an A throw power, but starting to fade, maybe B plus, A minus right now. Obviously in his prime, an A plus, I should say. But you got guys like Stafford who are an A, but Drew Locke is an A, probably an A minus throw power, but just the fact that he is an A, so huge for his game. He can throw on the run. Seems like a very good leader. Stock is soaring. You can tell, like, the people who watched him are raving about him. The fans' feedback that I've heard, they're all warming up to Drew Locke. I think people are starting to realize that this guy has potential to be a serious star in the National Football League. And like I said, every year we have things end up the complete opposite of what we thought they would be. So it's possible that Drew Locke ends up being the star out of this draft and the best quarterback. And, you know, you got to tip your hat to him because he did have the great reputation at Missouri. And maybe we kind of overlooked him a little bit, but it's definitely for sure that he is, you know, gaining recognition and earning people's respect. So you have to applaud him for that. He clearly has been putting in the work, and you have to like what Drew Locke brings to the NFL. So I'm John Kuzma. That's all I have today. Check out endzoneblog.com. I appreciate it. Check out March Madness. I'm having a ball watching these games. But I appreciate you guys listening. I'm signing off. Take care.